for halach and chavis al vavis Monday night or le vav tishrei. People want to know. They're not sure if they could fast well, and they're not sure if they could fast on Yom Kippur, and everybody thinks there's an extra hour this year. So they say, "Oh, maybe I could eat shiurim," which means, of course, eating pachos mikashir. Now, chatzi shiur osu min haTorah. People forget sometimes that it's an issur d'oraisa, and you're not allowed to eat anything, even pachos mikashir, unless it's pikuach nefesh, unless a life is at stake. Nekuda. There's no heter to eat other than pikuach nefesh, even if it's a chatzi shiur. Where this came from, so to speak, the inyan of l'shiurin. So first of all, even if a person is deathly ill and the doctor says he has to eat, but it's enough to eat pachos mikashir every 9 minutes, so certainly that's preferable to eating a shir, because it's not a chiyuv karis, it's just that much less chomer. But certainly you need pikuach nefesh, and you're only allowed to eat what is necessary. It's not a free-for-all. If it's enough to eat four times pachos mikashir every half hour, you're not allowed to eat more than that. It's a d'oraisa, mamish. Where this idea of l'shiurim comes from is that the pashtus, if a person is the matzah pikuach nefesh already, and it's necessary for him to eat, so the pashtus, he doesn't have to be makbid on eating pachos mikashir, unless it's clear that that's enough. But where pachos mikashir comes from is if it's medically necessary to eat to avoid. Right now he's not pikuach nefesh, but there's a chance that if he fasts, the doctor says this will happen sometimes by at-risk pregnancies, not stam pregnancies. Stam pregnancies mechuyev to fast, and if she goes into labor and she's in her 9th month and there's no, she doesn't have a history of high risk, so she has to fast. And if she goes into labor, so mazel tov, it'll be a Yom Kippur baby. That's all, no problem. He'll share a bar mitzvah with many other children. It's not at risk. There's nothing wrong. A healthy woman, there's no reason why she can't fast and go into labor and have a baby. Beseder. Ask a rav, okay? Obviously, you're not going to ask me anymore. Okay. That's fine. I can do without such shilas. That's one of the most complicated, really, chaylim on Yom Kippur. But my point is that l'shiurim is asur d'oraisa, and you need a matzav of pikuach nefesh. And the general case of l'shiurim, quote unquote, is when it's not presently a matzav of pikuach nefesh, but there's a chance that fasting will bring, a chance meaning in halacha, there's a safik pikuach nefesh, is also doicha, an iser. But since right now it's not pikuach nefesh, and you want to avoid pikuach nefesh, so that's a matzah where that would be enough. So that's where that comes from. Okay, that's enough. We'll see the shiurim and subsequent nights, and now we'll go learn some Shar HaPrishus and Chavis Halvavus. So Chavis Halvavus is starting now a new inyan in the inyan of Prishus and Perek Chamishi of Shar HaPrishus. So he says, till now he talked about Precious, and everyone remembers, and he talked about the idea of Precious in mind, even if you can't be a Porush in action because you have to involve yourself in Olam Hazeh, but you should be a Porush in mind. It should be not something you look forward to, not something you enjoy, not something that is derive, you know, Yishmak in, unless you're on a Madrega that you turn everything into Avodas Hashem. That's already a madrega that's more difficult to reach. But now he goes into the inyan of regular precious bedvarim hamutarim, and he says, "V'roy l'chol lehisragel, you should be used to berisun chushecha, controlling controlling yourself, your ivarim betunos avrechitzaynim kivishi aforelach." So, what's first? The first on the list. What's, like, I don't know if it's the most important, is maybe not the right word, but the most primary thing to be knowing precious in your Yevarim. Let's see. You'll say eating, stamma, he says. And some person will say sleeping, stamma, he says. And some person will say, so he says, no, talking. The first thing is keep your mouth shut. Don't talk unless you have to. What are you talking for? Only talk words of Torah or necessary words. Don't stam prattle. That's the first thing on his list in being a Porush. Shetaschil tchila, first, berisun l'shoncha, your tongue, v'chasimus fosecha, keep it together, v'linog b'prishas b'dibur ha'amoni, and stop talking. He says in another place, in Shara Bodas Elokim, that extremism is bad, except for two things, sleep, to minimum of sleep, k'muvan, he means not to the point of being ill, but sleep as little as possible and talk as little as possible. I'll end with a story. So I was learning this with the women in Sharabodas Elokim, and I said that, and one woman said, talking? Like, why is that sleeping? I hear, because sleeping is time. Time is life. You know, that's the less you sleep, the more you live. But talking? You know. So then the next week she said she tried it the next day, and it's amazing. It's amazing. She said, like, what do you? It was just like, almost, I don't know. I don't remember the lesson she used. I don't want to over exaggerate, but she was like blown away by how beneficial it was to just not talk. You don't have to talk, and talking just brings, as we'll see, because that's the idea of Krishas B'dvarim HaMutarim. It just brings to bittul zman. It very easily leads to diburim or asurim, making someone feel bad or sheker or stam dvarim betalim. And he says that's the first thing to practice precious on, and that he goes on for that. We'll be learning in the next few nights about how that's the first thing to practice precious in.